This is Gulf Coast Live from WGCU. I'm John Davis. Thanks for joining us. For today's arts edition of the program, Southwest Florida's own Offset Era has returned to the WGCU studios to perform live. The band's performances include a distinctive high-energy fusion of pop punk, skate punk, alternative, ska, and reggae, with hip-hop and metal influences as well. Offset Era first appeared on Gulf Coast Live about a year ago, following the release of their second album, Learning to Swim Upstream. Their first EP, Lucky 13, was released in late 2015, and now they're out with a fresh new EP titled New Blood. In addition to hearing them perform live today, we'll also hear some recorded tracks from the new EP, and we'll get to hear them debut a new song live. Their music is available for CD purchase, or you can check out their albums online through Shazam, Deezer, Tidal, Amazon Music, Napster, 7 Digital, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, 24/7, Engami, or Pandora, because they are all about those digital downloads and online streaming as well. You can also check out their upcoming live performances. They'll be at Uncle Lou's in Orlando March 9th. They'll be performing at Rackham's in Cape Coral on March 29th at the SRQ AM Series and Music Festival in Northport on March 30th, and they'll be back at Rackham's in the Cape on April 26th. Offset Era consists of Chris Clark on vocals and guitar, Vince Nelson on drums, and Brandon Jansen on bass and backup vocals today. Chris, Vince, Brandon, welcome to Gulf Coast Live, and thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
As always, I invite listeners to join the conversation. The number to call is 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media, and on Twitter, we're at WGCU. Use the hashtag GCL. And before we get into any conversational portion of the show, let's go ahead and kick things off with a song. Chris, first tell us what we're going to hear and maybe tell us a little bit about it by way of introduction.
The first song we're going to be playing is called The Truth, and it's just an inflection of myself during a questionable time in my life, feeling that sometimes you don't see yourself outside of yourself until something bad happens and someone opens your eyes to the fact that things aren't going the way you perceive them to be. So this is just kind of a song about that, and just learning that not everything that you think about yourself is always true, and you gotta kind of have an open mind about what people say, and if, when people are critical of you, it probably means something.
All right.
Song's called The Truth.
I tune out, I live my own life. I'm short-sighted, short-tempered, don't think I'll ever learn. I'm undecided, self-centered, everything I touch will burn. And I can't hold on to anything, and I always ruin everything. And I can't hold on to anything, and I always ruin everything. Why come this feeling that I'm feeling? And there's nothing that I can do. My thoughts are reeling at the feeling, and I just can't handle the truth. I just can't handle the truth. Frustration is what I call her. I face it every day. Frustration, I fought the urge. I just can't get away. I'm on my mind now, I can't help it. And I'm the only one in pain. And I don't know how to be selfish. I am up in a game. I can't hold on to anything. And I always ruin everything. And I can't hold on to anything. And I always ruin everything.
right. Southwest Florida's own Offset Era is in studio performing live today. That was their song, The Truth, and that is off their brand new EP, New Blood, and we're going to be hearing more of the band's original music throughout the hour today. Thanks so much for kicking us off with that song. Great.
Thank you.
And, you know, so I've noticed that the makeup of the band is a little bit different from the last time you were here about a year ago. Brandon, you're a new addition.
Yes.
Tell me about how long have you been with the band? How did you come?
I joined them actually back in December. I was in another band before that. I'm actually their other guitarist. They just lost their bass player, so I'm filling in today for the bass, but normally I'm actually their second guitarist, doing with leads and rhythm as well.
Excellent. Okay. All right. And when you perform out, is this trio I see before me today usually the entire makeup of the band, or sometimes do you add other elements as well?
Well, we usually have a fourth, like I said, he's usually on guitar.
Fourth.
And it really, having a second guitar player has really expanded us sonically. We've been able to do one of the songs you guys are going to hear today, but it makes us be able to build more on top of things.
Sure.
Both me and Brandon both listen to the kind of the similar music, so you know, the stuff that we listen to has multiple guitar parts, and we can build and make more melodies. And he's really good at figuring out different little riffs and stuff. So if I'm on a lower register, he can go on a higher register and play something. And then not only that, it's nice to have someone who can shout in the microphone every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
So we're not having to, I'm not like running out of breath trying to keep it all together on my own. So we are working with a couple extra bass players. So we'll get another guy soon, I'm sure. And he'll move back to guitar. And with the two guitars going, it is beefy. It's really, really heavy. We have gotten some really good responses to having two guitar players. People buy into it a little bit more. I don't know. It seems like one of our
they
last
seem
shows.
To like it.
Yeah, a lot of our last shows was just insane. I mean, people were jumping around and it was crazy. And it was really nice to see that kind of response, especially on the heavier breakdowns and stuff that we do.
Well, Brandon, we all appreciate your musical versatility.
Yes, we do.
Well, so, you know, that last song that you just played, The Truth, you know, you told us a little bit about the story behind it. And I know, again, from your last appearance on the show, you don't really tend to shy away from personal issues in your songs. Do you write most of the songs, Chris?
Yes, most of the time. You might hear one today that Chad Young, our ex bass player, had written. It started from a poem, and then we filled it in. But as a writer, I think one of the things that was always told to me, and if you look at any writer out there, they tell you to write what you know.
Yeah.
And to write what's comfortable to you. So what's comfortable to me is me. Sometimes I know what's going on in my mind. And sometimes the writing the lyrics, you don't really know where they come from until later on when you have it all together and you realize, oh, crap, that's about this. Or sometimes I write it not knowing what direction I'm going in, and then later on go, I'm going through that right now. How did I know that was going to happen? So
right.
So maybe a little bit of subconscious things are going on there. But, yeah, you got to write what you know. And to be honest, you know, it's a good place to channel all the things that are frustrating you or bothering you or whatever's on your mind at that point. That's what I know. So
right. Well, and I kind of alluded to this in the introduction, but it's kind of hard to pin down you guys when it comes to a specific genre, mm-hmm. because you really do a really interesting fusion. Mm-hmm. And I know that Vince, from your musical influences, you're kind of more coming from the harder side. And Chris, yours is more from like the punk pop side.
Correct. Yeah.
So, or pop punk, excuse me. So I'm wondering if that sort of creates any kind of tension, or if that sort of makes it better.
Not really. It makes it, if anything...
dance to it, I'll listen to it. I love it all, from ska to, you know, old Jamaican, you know, reggae, and to hip hop and stuff. But you know, it's got to have heart and meaning. You know, I don't like the stuff that's just out there and it has no meaning behind it.
Right, just the shallow stuff.
Like new hip hop and stuff. It's like it's just nothing. You know, it's got to come from the soul, the heart.
Yeah, well, it's nice to hear that the different influences you have in your backgrounds kind of adds to the complexity. And for the uninitiated, Chris, can we just talk a little bit about, you know, what you see as the differences or distinctions between skate punk and pop punk? And, you know, then there's also post-punk.
I don't really know. I would say that most people, growing up, I was told that NOFX is pop punk. And the justification for that was that they had background harmonies. So I guess
you could define pop as something that, and well, I was told pop is short of popular.
Yeah.
So that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
If something is popular, that doesn't mean anything. So, so I guess what we would say is that punk rock that's pop also has hooks and harmonies. And then skate punk, I guess, that's a tough one. Skate punk, I would say, is probably...
See, what I even got told NoFX is skate punk. I've also gotten told
and
that,
Millen
too.
And Millen
Collin,
which is one of my favorite bands. Millen Collin is, I would say, skate punk. I guess it would be moderate tempo punk rock that still is very energetic and makes you want to be active.
All right.
I would say, let's say it that way. So it doesn't have to be skate. You don't have to go skate to skate punk. You could go to your BMX or do your basketball or whatever it is that you like to do. And as long as it's pumping you up, that's skate punk, I guess.
All right. So, well, it sounds like as far as the definitions go, there's still a bit of fluidity there, too.
Yeah, and we don't really matter about what we call or label things as long as it sounds good to all of us and we like where it's going, I guess.
Right, right. Well, let's go ahead and hear another song. Again, tell us the title and maybe tell us a little bit about it by way of introduction.
What do you mean, 6 feet? Or what do we say?
Future. Or, yeah, 6 feet.
6 feet. 6 feet. 6 feet below. So this song's called, this was the one I was mentioning before. Chad Young, our prior bass player, he gave me some remnants of a poem he wrote. And it wasn't in quite song structure, so what I did was I kind of took his song and his lyrics, kind of got an idea of what he was talking about. And it is a very personal song, and he told me a little bit about it, but I kind of identified, I've been through similar situations, so I made it rhyme, and I put extra filler in it, and made sure there was verses and choruses, but there was definitely parts through what he wrote, I was like, that's a chorus, that's a verse, this part's a bridge, and then I was like, okay, once I had where I was kind of, okay, now where do I need to fill in, or what words do I need to add? So it's kind of like he co-wrote it with me, even though he wrote it a long time ago, and it's like, here's some words that would probably work with the band. I'm like, all right, I can do that. So I love doing that. It puts me outside of my comfort zone sometimes with the different timbre and the different amount of syllables and stuff, forcing yourself to try to get this to fit with what you're trying to play. So it's called 6 Feet Below, and I think it's a lot about just depression and infidelity and how relationships can kind of drive you into the ground and make you want to not be alive. So this one's called 6 Feet Below.
right. Offset Era are our live in-studio guest today, and that was them performing their song 6 Feet Below. That also is a tune from their new EP, New Blood. And again, band members with us today include Chris Clark on guitar and vocals, Vince Nelson on drums, and the ever-versatile Brandon Jensen. He's on bass and backup vocals today. He's usually playing guitar with the band. And as a reminder, listeners can join our conversation by calling 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. On Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. So all of the music on, you know, not just this newest EP, but the second album and then the first EP, all original music, and everything you're going to be performing for us today is all original. But when you're performing out, you know, at local venues and well, actually well beyond, we'll get into that later. Do you tackle covers as well?
I've been pushing them a little bit.
Oh, okay.
It's a little bit, you know, just one here and there.
I think the reason I don't do covers, an essay by Chris Clark.
Okay.
I grew up listening to music, obviously. There's a reason that this came up. I was a big Nirvana fan. I had all the chord books to the first Nevermind and In Utero. I had the Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. I love them growing up. Bush. That's grunge. I was into grunge and stuff. So yes, I play those covers. I do know those songs. I didn't pick up the guitar to do what was already then done. I really, really like writing songs. I really like writing my own riffs, and I really like what I'm doing. And with covers, yes, I do like those songs that I would cover, but they're never going to be the way the original artist intended. And they're never quite where I think it should be. And I know those are crowd pleasers, and I know in a successful band, and even, you know, the bands that we've listened to, I know, like, for instance, locals that came from here were Less Than Jake. They came out and they did nothing but covers, and they threw a couple originals in there. And I know there's a reason for that, and I know it's a reason to get their attention. The reason that we don't and the reason I don't is I have 30 songs, you know, that I think that are great. I love the songs. I love playing them. They're comfortable for me because I wrote them. I know them note for note, whereas it takes a lot more discipline to learn someone else's songs and play them the right way. And even me as a music listener, when I go to see a cover band and they play a song that I love, oh, missed that part. Why didn't they do that solo? That solo's not right. That guy's not hitting the right note. So that's all I'm hearing. So I don't want someone listening to go, oh, that's a good cover, but you didn't do that, and you didn't hit that note, and you didn't play that exactly the right way. And so I think as a listener, it's just not something that ever interested me, but we probably might eventually. I know we could do like a couple of Green Day and Blink 182. Yeah, he's pushing us to do a Sum. This guy is the biggest Sum 41 fan I have ever met.
If you see my Facebook, you always see that.
Okay.
So watch this. Hey, Brandon.
What?
What is the lead singer of Sum 41's middle name?
That one I actually don't know. I just know Derek Wilber.
Okay, let's try a different one. What is Sum 41's second album, third song?
I don't know the third song, but second album is All Killer, No Filler.
Okay, and what was the third song on the album?
Fat Lip.
Ah! All right. But yeah, so...
Something along those lines.
Well, since Brandon, you're kind of pushing them to maybe do at least one or two
covers here. I'm not asking for like a million.
Sure. Well, then I'm just going to turn this into a little bit of a high school debate style format.
Right.
We've heard Chris's take. I want to hear your rebuttal. What do you think is the benefit of you know taking a song by another artist and making it your own?
Well, like he even said, it grabs people who already know the song, grabs their attention, so that way they're like, okay, yeah, I know this song, so they can actually, you know, jam out with you, sing the lyrics along, which is actually cool to see when you have people going back and actually pretty much singing the lyrics with you, screaming on top of their lungs, getting happy, and just little things like that kind of make a little bit of a difference to me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and Chris, we're going to hear a recorded song from the album in just a minute here. But before we do that, I wanted to ask you to remind us how you came up with the name of the band.
Offset Era? I was just plugging, like, we were, there's a, here's, you want to hear the honest truth?
Sure.
Well, since we're live on the radio, why not?
You guys, all want to know the honest truth? There is a band name generator online. And you just tell it how many words that you want, and then it spouts out whatever, random things. And so at the time, I was playing with a couple other guys, and I ran through a couple of those things. And Offset Era came up, and it was one of the songs on the list. And one of the guys, I said, hey, here's my favorites of, you know, I spent 10-15 minutes on this website that just spouts out random words. And Offset Era came up, and it was it really rolls off the tongue well, but then if you look at the meanings of the words and then what we ended up becoming as a band, it really made a lot of sense. Because if you think about the styles and the genres and stuff that we blend together, it is a different era of music now where you don't really see just one genre. You know, most bands aren't just one genre anymore. They're usually a blend of something else. So it's a good, it's kind of like an Offset Era. You know, right now we are blending things together and you don't see any true, they still are, but you don't see those people popping out from the norm. You know, there's a ton of straightforward punk bands that probably won't ever go anywhere because they're not breaking any new ground. You know, they're not doing anything new or different. So I think when we looked at the words themselves, it made sense. But that's just kind of where the words actually came from.
Gotcha. So you didn't self-generate it, but it spoke to you.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You can make anything make, you know, work if you identify with something.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and hear our first recording from the new EP. And this is the song Every Day. Let's go ahead and give it a listen.
I can't feel your love. Your body against mine. I go on to die.
And that we just heard was a recording of the song Every Day off the new EP from our guests in studio today, the band Offset Era. We're taking a short break now, but we'll be right back with more music and conversation with the band. I'm John Davis, and you're listening to Gulf Coast Live. Stay with us.
After the financial crisis, Wall Street banks paid billions of dollars in fines and settlements. Was that, though, justice?
People who have wealth, who have money, who take advantage of the criminal laws and violate those criminal laws need to be prosecuted.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. How settlements replaced jail sentences, next time on Marketplace.
Tonight at 6:30 on WGCU, NPR for Southwest Florida.
On the next Radio Lab.
I assumed that there had to be some sort of check and balance so that one man couldn't just order the launch of nuclear weapons.
The fate of humanity should not rest on one person.
He could launch the kind of a devastating attack the world's never seen. He doesn't have to check with anybody. He doesn't have to call the Congress. He doesn't have to check with the courts. He has that authority because of the nature of the world we live in.
That's on the next Radio Lab.
Tonight at 8 on WGCU.
It was mind-blowing hearing Michael Cohen saying this in public. No one who has worked for Trump in recent years has gone on the record to say things like this. And it was so at odds with the portrait of fealty that Michael Cohen had presented toward Donald Trump over a decade.
I'm Michael Barbaro. That's today on The Daily from The New York Times.
Tonight at 10 on WGCU, NPR for Southwest Florida.
Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm John Davis. If you're just joining the show, this hour we're enjoying live music and conversation with Southwest Florida's own Offset Era. The band is out with a brand new EP titled New Blood, and you can catch them performing at venues here in Southwest Florida and far beyond. Listeners can join our conversation with band members Chris Clark, Brandon Jensen, and Vince Nelson. Phone lines are open at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media. On Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. So since most of what we're hearing today is from the new EP, Chris, tell us about the meaning behind the title, New Blood.
We originally tracked all the songs with Chad, mm-hmm. Chad Young, our prior bass player. When we were about to put it out, we actually toyed around with the fact or with the name Dad Rock, because we're all dads and we have kids and we're all working full-time jobs and, the events are. When he was in the band, it made sense. Maybe we should call it Dad Rock, and that was kind of funny. But Chad ended up playing. He's in another cover band, and that's what he does for a living. So he couldn't continue playing. He really enjoyed playing with us, and there's no bad blood at all. When we got our new bass player, and then we started thinking about moving other people into the band, it kind of gave us made me feel a little bit more energized, and gave us more. Excitement over what we were doing, and we were just really excited about what was happening. So New Blood was to kind of reflect that, like, hey, we got new people, and we're bringing new energy into the band, so New Blood just made sense. And actually just did it as a goof. I called one of our songs. We were passing back and forth the recordings, and you can tag the MP3 recording, and I just happened to type in New Blood as kind of a funny thing, and yeah. Vince was the one that commented. He's like, "You're gonna call the album New Blood? I like that." And I was like, "All right, yeah, okay, sure. We'll call it New Blood. That's fine. I like it. I like that concept as well." And it really did symbolize what was going on at the time when we were putting out the album. We were like, "Well, there is new blood. There's new energy, and so we're excited. More excitement and energy to the band, basically."
Yeah. Tell me a bit about the decision to release a second EP following the full album that came out last year, because I'm thinking on the one hand, it's fewer songs, so on that end, there's maybe less legwork. But on the other hand, it's you have to really whittle that list down more. Mm-hmm. And you've got, I'm sure, more songs you would want to put on that
album. Sure.
I think we
don't want to saturate, with what we put out. We want to make sure that everything is decent that we put out. We're not going to put out music just for the sake of putting it out. Mm-hmm. There are several songs we don't even play anymore. And it's funny because I'll go through my computer, or Vince will go through our stuff and see all some of the songs we just threw away. And now, you know, music is so much different now. People don't buy CDs as much. People don't buy the recorded mediums anymore. So I'm not sure if we'll be doing another album. We might just be continuing to release music as we do it. And I don't know. There's a new mentality with that, too. I've seen a lot of independent artists do that now where they really want to push one song and they're going to really, really get behind one of their best songs and really and take a lot of time with it and then release it and promote it and then do that slowly. So we didn't want to just come out with 12 songs and then, you know, they go to the wayside. So you really focus your attention on those six or more songs that you want to do and make sure that they are the songs that you want out there. Because, you know, my best friends, you know, tell us about music. Once it's out there, it's out there. You got to be happy with it. So
yeah,
we really want to make sure that we drilled down and focused on those songs to make sure that they were the ones we wanted out in the world.
That's interesting. I hadn't thought about that too much, but you're right. There is so much in terms of the way technology has changed the way people experience music. Mm-hmm. And I think what you're doing makes a lot of sense. But at the same time, do you kind of lament the way it was kind of when we were growing up? Like maybe you'd buy an album because there was one song you knew, but then you would listen to the whole album in the order that the artist intended you to hear it. And it's like people don't do that anymore.
No, I remember sitting on my bed and reading every credit, every lyric, and I'd be like, yeah, I could tell you that this Jerry Finn engineered this Green Day album, and I can tell you this guy, and they banked these people, and I knew every lyric, and I would sit there and
like growing up, like half the albums you bought were based on the album cover.
Right.
Like, I've never heard of this band. The album cover looks amazing, so I'm going to buy that.
Right. And
2 weeks later, it's your favorite band.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. How we discover music now is just—it's just totally different. Well, let's go ahead and hear another song, and again, tell us the title and a little bit about it first.
This song is called "We All Know." I believe it is on our original album, our Lucky 13 album. So that was a while ago. I'm not sure what this one. This one is about life, just how things aren't always perfect and things don't always work out, and. You got to listen to your conscience to kind of help you guide you through the things that you run into. Do what? All right, this song's what we all know.
Wake up, this is your conscience begin. You know. We all know that you're right here to be who we were again.
All right, and we are listening to Offset Era live in studio today. We just heard them perform their song We All Know. That one's actually from the band's first EP, Lucky 13, which came out in 2015. Most of the music we've been hearing today is from their brand new EP, New Blood. And of course, we're here in studio today with band members Chris Clark, Vince Nelson, and Brandon Jensen. And I also wanted to find out from you guys about your touring schedule, because I'm looking at it, I'm seeing venues that make sense to me, like in Cape Coral and Fort Myers, but then I know you're going to be up in Orlando coming up soon, mm-hmm. and Tampa and the St. Petersburg area, and mm-hmm. it seems like you guys are really branching out.
We definitely try to. With pop punk in general, I think what we've discovered is Orlando and going up north even is a little bit better for us.
Bigger scene as well up that way. Well, it's a bigger scene up that way.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah. So, if we've been trying to get out of town. Obviously, it's difficult to drive 3 hours for a show, especially sometimes without any kind of real pay, which we don't really care. I'm not here to do this for money, but it's nice to be able to break even on gas and stuff. But it's the reason we're trying to do that is we do want to find additional an audience, and we do want to find additional venues and stuff to work with. So we have played St. Petersburg and Sarasota, Port Charlotte, Tampa. So we've played up there a bunch in the past. It just hasn't been a while. It's been difficult to get out of town lately.
Sure. Especially, again, the families, you know, there's a lot of things that keep you here.
Yes, my wife is a photographer, and she works another job, too. So we're passion night. You know, sometimes I'm coming home so she can go do her right. photo sessions and stuff. So that can be tricky do you have this date? Well, no, I'm doing a wedding. Okay, can we get a babysitter? So we have real life, real world problems that we kind of have to work around and scheduling conflicts. So that can make it difficult.
And this next question is kind of getting into a little bit of older history, but I was looking through your website, and one show you did back in 2017 just stuck out. It was Night of the Living Sounds, and that was in my hometown of Pittsburgh.
No, that wasn't us.
No?
No.
I wasn't there, so I can't say anything.
Okay.
No, I'm not sure where that one came from.
I saw it on the website. Maybe it was a bad link or something. Anyway, then that makes more sense. Because I'm like, how did that happen?
I'm not sure.
Do these gigs out of town, does that come through networking with other bands who are supporting each other? Or is this through a lot of your work in terms of promotion and marketing?
I gotta give
a little bit of both.
I got to give it up for Eric DeMaio of the band Bargain Bin Heroes. He has helped us a ton, especially getting this band off the ground. He was the one that hosts the 239 Fest every year. We didn't get to play that this year, but I'm hoping next year when he does it again, if he does it again. He brings a lot of bands in from all over the state, and that has probably been the best place that we've networked with some of these out-of-town bands. But Facebook has been invaluable for us.
Yeah.
I'll ask, a lot of times I'll ask Eric or Vince will see something. Hey, these guys are looking for a band, and we'll just reach out. I'm not afraid to say, hey, I'm in a band. We want to play this. We're available. Do you have any dates? And we just exchange it. Facebook has been amazing for that.
Yeah, and also it's great because you can tell folks whatever your streaming service is, we're there.
Right, yeah. And here's the video, here's the Spotify link, here's what we're about, this is the kind of music we are.
Right, right. And, aside from producing and performing your own music, I'm really curious to hear from each of you about what you're listening to. Like, if I came to your house or if I was in your car, what would I find on Heavy Rotation?
You'll find me all over the place, from the Beatles, Sum 41, Green Day, Newfound Glory, to like I Prevail. Then you go to like metal, to like Of Mice and Men, Metallica. I'm all over the place, so you'll hear me all over.
All right. What about you, Vince?
Yeah, I'm the same way everywhere. I go from grindcore, death metal, to rockabilly, ska, hardcore punk, pop punk. I'm like everywhere, I like it all. Even some hip hop.
What about you, Chris?
I have a subscription to Spotify, which I highly recommend any music lover to do. Right now, I'm listening to a band called Sycamore. I just found them there's a Discover thing, so it bases your what you listen to, and it suggests different bands. It's a post-hardcore band with a African-American singer. They have two singers, actually. Yeah, but it's like post-hardcore. But yeah, I love, for me, I love the I love the mix of melody and poppiness with the hardcore and the breakdowns and stuff, just like what we kind of do, but they do it really, really, really good. So Sycamore right now. And then I also discovered a band that I don't think anyone's heard of called Driveways, and they are amazing. I love their mount, and it's more of a post-hardcore type band too, but they identify themselves in the punk genre, I suppose, too.
Vince actually showed me one of his friend's bands that I've actually been hooked a little bit.
Dial Drive?
Yeah.
Dial Drive. Big up to Dial Drive. Dial Drive is a local band from
Orlando,
and they're putting out a new just put out a new album, and their stuff is great. They have a song called Weightless that I'm really into. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and hear one more live song performed by you guys, then we'll do a little more conversation, and then we'll get to our last recorded song. But again, tell us what we're going to hear now.
All right. So this is a song we haven't played as a band yet.
This is the debut.
Yes. This song is called Impatient, and it really doesn't have any kind of deep meaning. I was a kid and I wrote it, and I don't like waiting for things. I'm still that way, and unfortunately my daughter is the same way.
Right.
So she's impatient just like I am, and we get frustrated about stuff. And that is basically all this is about. And yeah, here we go. Do I count this?
Frustration, the fate that blinds me. Fabrications, all these I see. Losing the faith, losing my face. It's trembling, it's all gone to waste. The other way, don't hesitate. Gotta go, have me some kind of name. Gonna go, can't be slow, gotta make it. I need a couch to chill, so I can get to sleep. Looking over the edge, I just wanna leave. My hands have locked me up. My right won't fail, but it's a gun. Hurry up the way, don't hesitate. Gotta go, can't be slow, gotta leave. Hurry up the way, don't hesitate. Gotta go, can't be slow, gotta leave.
And that was a new song debut. It was Impatient by our guest today, Offset Era. And again, we're hearing from musicians Brandon Jensen, Vince Nelson, and Chris Clark. And, you know, you talked earlier and sort of joked about the whole dad band thing.
Yes.
I'm wondering how old your kids are.
I have a daughter that's 3 years old, and then I have 2 stepsons. I have a 10-year-old and a 12-year-old.
What about you, Vince?
My son's 7 and my daughter's 13.
Right, and what do they think about dad playing in a band?
I don't know. I show them, and they you kind of see like they enjoy it. They may not enjoy the music, but they think it's cool that you're playing. But they won't tell me.
Gotcha. And what about you? And I'm wondering how you approach, you know, music being a parent. Like, do you if there's certain stuff that even if they get into some other types of music on their own as they get older, you want to make sure that there's something ingrained in them from childhood?
You know, I think with my daughter, she likes music. When my daughter was 3 years old, I had her behind that drum kit. I put the sticks in her hands, and I would let her just do whatever she wants. You got to let your kids be who they are. My stepsons, they are really into like the hip hop and stuff. They do support the band. Sometimes they do wear Offset Era shirts to school, and I get really happy when I see that.
Nice.
they're their own people. I can't really steer them. I wasn't a big jock or anything growing up, so I couldn't be told, hey, you got to play football, or hey, you got to be into UFC fighting or stuff like that. It just wasn't me. I got to let them be who they are and nurture whatever it is that they are. So if music becomes something that they're interested in doing, I definitely would love that.
That's like my daughter in school. She's in choir, so, and they just got like the highest score possible at some competition they just did. So I was really, I was really proud of that. And then she's also taking keyboard classes. And not only that, she's watching YouTube videos trying to learn more on her own.
Sure.
So she's got, her keyboard, and she's being choir. So even though, she's more into like video game type music, like MIDI stuff. But, music's music. As long as you love it, it's good.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, we are coming up on the end of the hour, so we're going to have to leave it there. But I just wanted to say thanks so much to the band Offset Era for performing live for us today. The band consists of Chris Clark, Vince Nelson, and Brandon Jensen. And we've been hearing mostly songs today from their brand new EP, New Moon. And you can check out their albums. They're available for CD purchase or find them online. Again, you can find them through Shazam, Deezer, Tidal, Amazon Music, Napster, 7 Digital, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, 24/7, Angami, or Pandora. And you can check out their upcoming live performances. They'll be at Uncle Lou's in Orlando March 9th. They'll be performing at Rackham's in Cape Coral on March 29th, and at SRQ AM Series and Music Festival in Northport on March 30th. And they'll be back at Rackham's again in the Cape on April 26th. If you tuned in during our show today and would like to hear it in its entirety, tune in tonight at 9 after Radiolab to hear an encore broadcast, or you can always hear episodes in full on our website, gulfcoastlive.org, including Offset Era's first appearance on the show back in 2018. Our show today was produced by Mike Canary and yours truly. Our director is Richard Chinqui. Our social media coordinator is Tara Callaghan. Gulf Coast Live is made possible through the generous support of the Elizabeth B. McGraw Foundation. For now, thanks for listening. I'm John Davis. This is WGCU-FM Fort Myers 90.1, WMKO Marco Island 91.7 FM, NPR for Southwest Florida. And this is a recording of Offset Era's song, The Future, again from the new EP, New Blood, taking us out today.